Welcome everybody back to Friar Talk. Hope you guys are doing good. Going to be talking today. You know, we got the Padres Giants opening, not the Padres opening series, but you know, it's a real opening series of the league. Obviously, this is the Giants opener, Padres home opener. And so, yeah, we got a matchup here, and I think this is an interesting one because it might come down at the end of the season. One of these teams might get a wild card spot. The other one might not. Because if you look at it from just looking, like kind of trying to, you know, guess. I mean, it's hard to do that when you have so many pitching injuries and stuff that happen for all the teams throughout the year. But you're kind of thinking that the Phillies are going to get that first wild card spot. And I would say that the next two teams are probably going to be two of the Diamondbacks, Padres, or Giants. Just looking at it, kind of my perspective on it. So you got this Padres-Giants matchup this weekend. And I wanted to look through it, right? Because the Giants made some big additions. Obviously, Padres team is significantly different. You have most of the big names, but not named Juan Soto or Blake Snell. But like outside of that, like most of the Padres like main guys are there. But the back end, you know, the bullpen, the rotation, a lot of the other depth players, a lot of that is just completely different from last year. So kind of looking at it, you know, I'll pull up the Giants roster, Padres roster here. Giants rotation, Logan Webb, Blake Snell, Kyle Harrison, Keaton Wynn, Jordan Hicks, Alex Cobb, and Robbie Ray is currently coming back from Tommy John surgery. Padres rotation, Yu Darvish, Joe Musgrove, Dylan Cease, Michael King, Matt Waldron. Think the Padres have a better rotation. And honestly, I think the Padres probably have just a better overall roster. Still, seems like the Padres consistently don't kind of reach their goal. They are consistently underperformers where the Giants are overperformers, and we've seen that a lot. I mean, the Giants had their ridiculous season a while back, and they didn't really have many high-caliber names. They didn't have crazy talent and stuff like that. So going into it, what do you guys think? And heading into the season, who do you think is a better team? Who do you think has a better chance to make the playoffs next year?
Between us two, the Padres. It depends on whether or not we can hit with runners in scoring position. We did miss Nando the first 20-something games of the season last year, but even after he got back, we were still one of the worst teams in MLB history with runners in scoring position and putting guys – or just hitting with guys on base. We could not score to save our lives. We could have runners on second and third, zero outs, and we would end the inning with zero runs and three pop flies to the infield. Like it, we just could not get guys in. The only way we would score runs are like solo shots, maybe the occasional two-run shot with a guy on first, but we legitimately were one of the worst teams in history when it came to hitting guys in. Our roster looks a lot different. We have the rookie Jackson Merrill. He was hitting the ball really hard against the Dodgers. He went 2-for-8, but he was still making really hard contact. Don't know what's going to happen on third between Tyler Wade and Graham Pauly. Hopefully Pauly gets his chance. We have Camposano be on the plate. You know, we're not going to have Austin Nola for half the season with his, you know, ended up being a brain injury, eye injury thing. So we're just in a lot better of a position batting-wise. A lot of unproven bats, but the potential is there. So we got a better rotation. We got a better bullpen. Better overall roster. It just depends on whether or not we come into play.
And that's always the case with the Padres, isn't it? Whether they come to play or not. And 2021, 2023, they absolutely did not come to play. That did not come to fruition. 2022, of course, they made the NLCS and looked really good. Now we're talking about the playoff odds between the Giants and the Padres, and Fangraphs currently has the Braves as the one seed, the Dodgers as the two, Cardinals as the three, Phillies four, Giants five, D-backs six. D-backs odds, I would imagine, just went up with signing Montgomery. Now the rotation is, what is it? It's Gallen, Kelly, Montgomery, Rodriguez, and probably Brandon Fatt, I would assume. That's a pretty solid starting five when you consider Rodriguez was solid last year. Montgomery was solid last year. And Zach Gallen was a Cy Young Award, you know, top five candidate, I'm pretty sure. So I'd imagine the Diamondbacks odds just went up, but now it sounds like if we're going based off these odds, Padres and the Giants are going to be fighting for that sixth spot. And like Matt said, usually it's the Padres that, or I forgot which one you said it, but usually it's the Padres that are underperformers and the Giants that are the overperformers. That's been the case the past, I mean, last year I didn't expect the Giants to have what they did as a record, and they ended up being all right. Year before, I think everyone kind of expected the Giants to be one of the top contenders in baseball after an 100-win season that didn't come to fruition. And 2021, of course, they had that insane season, over 100 wins, one of the best teams, if not the best team in baseball, before being knocked out by the Dodgers. So then you look at all the additions that the Giants have made. It's been Blake Snell, Matt Chapman, Younghoe Lee, Jorge Soler, names on names on names. They're pretty big names too. They got some pretty solid players. Tyrell Estrada was an all-star last year, I believe, if not the year before, or at least not like a reserve. But I mean, that's just a team I wouldn't even consider them scrappy anymore. They're pretty good at this point. Now, Blake Snell, I'm pretty sure we're going to dodge Blake Snell in the first series. I don't think he's ready to go. He has to ramp up. We all know how this works with Blake Snell. If you've been a Padre fan the past few years, you know how Blake Snell starts. You know how Blake Snell finishes. So luckily, we don't have to face Blake Snell at first. But really, every game between the Padres and the Giants is going to count. So these first four games against them are going to be super important. Luckily, we have our four best starters on the mound rather than Matt Waldron. But really, I think the Padres are just, there may be bias. We are a Padres channel, but I just think the Padres have a better team. I really do. You look at the top of the rotation, ours is Darvish and Musgrove. Theirs is Webb and Snell, and maybe they have us beat there. But after that, who's even in their rotation? Robbie Ray's coming off Tommy John surgery. Jordan Hicks either has control issues or arm issues. Really, I do think our rotation is better, especially when you consider, like, all right, Dylan Cease and Michael King, or Robbie Ray off Tommy John, Jordan Hicks, whoever the hell else they have. I think it's an easy answer, and I do think the Padres will eventually fill that fifth spot, whether it be Johnny Brito or a trade. Then you look at the lineup. Maybe the lineup's a lot closer than we think. I think Matt Chapman had one of his best year in years last year. I think that's probably what I don't think we should expect that from him this year. I'm going to be completely honest. The defense is always going to be there, but the bat before last year was not very good for a while. It was not a very good bat. It was not a reliable bat to have in your lineup. Younghoe Lee, I don't know if we should expect him to struggle or not. I know Matt expects him to struggle. I think there's going to be struggles along the way. I know he's going to have to adapt to, you know, pretty great pitching over here in the MLB. But really, the only players that are projected or have a chance at a 3-WAR are probably Matt Chapman and maybe Tyrell Estrada. And then a 2-WAR is Lamont Wade and Younghoe Lee. And that's really it. Jorge Soler is probably going to hit his 30-40 bombs. That's great, I think. Obviously, since he's just a DH, he's not going to accumulate a lot of WAR. But I think he'll be solid. But other than that, I'm not very scared of that team, if I'm going to be completely honest.
No, and that's how I feel too. And but the thing is like there's a lot of teams in the NL that are like that. The Padres might be a studs and duds roster again. We'll see, but they've done that in the past, and it kind of feels like that. Maybe a couple of these teams do make some additions. I think one thing that is worth mentioning about the Giants, especially, is Blake Snell. You got him late. Blake Snell starts off slow. You get Blake Snell late, I don't think he's going to have a great year this year. I'll be 100% honest. Now, 2025. I think the Giants are going to get a really nice version of Blake Snell. That's my thought on it. And we've watched in the last few years, so we've seen how that goes. I don't think he's going to have a good year this year. And dude, we all love Blake Snell. Like, we're big Blake Snell fans. And we even said before, like, we're still rooting for him to be successful. Even though he's on the Giants, it's still rooting for him to be successful. I like Blake Snell. He's a cool dude. Then you kind of look at, like the rotation isn't that great besides him. I brought up that he came in late. You also got Matt Chapman late in the offseason. And it is pretty like proven that if you get a guy later on in the offseason, they tend to not have as good of a year. It tends to be like a down year for them. So I would be concerned about that from the Giants' perspective, where like they might be better suited to be a bigger contender next year when you talk about their additions that they made this offseason. And also it takes a while for guys to get acclimated too. So And yeah, dude, Matt Chapman, like, his bat hasn't really been that great since he hasn't had over an 800 OPS since 2020. Like, that's not that great. Last 2 years in the 750s, 21, he was really bad on the A's. He had under 720 OPS. So, like, he's not that crazy in addition. And you look at that from from just like looking at the Giants offense, it's like it's not that great. Now, I will say Jorge Soler, sweet addition there. Younghoe Lee, I'm not high on him this year just because it's going to be, I think, a period of like getting used to just MLB pitching for him. We saw that with Ha-Seong Kim a lot. So I don't think any of these guys are like bad additions, but I just think they're going to have a bigger impact next year, which isn't the worst thing for the Giants, but they're going to be kind of banking on a lot of their guys to like make these huge strides or have a couple breakout guys if they're going to be a true contender. Their bullpen's pretty solid. You got the Rogers brothers, you got Duvall, like you got some nice pieces in the bullpen. Their park is also kind of going to be good for them too. The rotation though, it's outside of the first two guys, it doesn't really scare you. It's not that great. It's kind of whatever. So once again, though, I said this before, Giants are a team that, yeah, like their roster doesn't look that great, but they still end up winning when they do that. And the Padres have these guys, these big name guys, and they've struggled to win most of the time. So it wouldn't surprise me if they're neck and neck at the end of the season. I really wouldn't be surprised whatsoever. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Even though if I'm looking at the roster, I'm like, okay, I'm probably going to give the Padres the edge in like almost every single spot. But still, like, you still have some question marks there. I'm not talking like, you know, like center field or whatever. I'm talking like offense, starters, and your bullpen. Like, I'm probably going to rock with the Padres across the board. Maybe not the bullpen. Maybe the bullpen, the Giants have the edge. Probably do. A little bit more experience there too. But yeah, dude, it's just the Giants roster. Like, you heard about all the additions this offseason. And like, I'm like, you kind of take a step back and look at who they got. And you're like, well, it's not that great still. So I think that is concerning. And like, but they're going to be around, dude. They're going to be a scrappy team. Obviously, Bob Melvin's there. Padre fans will probably be like, oh, like the manager sucks or whatever. I still don't think Bob Melvin is that bad. I think everyone freaks out about that. I think you probably have pretty similar level managers, Shilton Melvin. Like, they're going to kind of do similar stuff. That was what we were kind of confused about when they signed Shilton, because it was like, well, it's kind of the same deal. Maybe they just must like him more. Okay, I guess that's all right. But yeah, I think you're going to have, I think it is going to be a pretty similar season. I would expect them to be like definitely within like five, 10 games of each other too. I would be really surprised if that's not the case. And we'll see if anyone else in the NL kind of breaks out or something, but you're going to have the Diamondbacks. You're going to have the Phillies as other teams that are probably going to be competing for the wild card spots, because the Braves and the Dodgers, and you guys can say Phillies, Padres, whatever fans are, can say like, oh, like, you know, like, we're competing for the division, of course, but we've seen that the Braves and the Dodgers are just ridiculous at winning in the regular season. They're really good at doing it. They've done it consistently for half a decade for both of them now. I mean, Dodgers for longer, but like they win a lot in the regular season. They're probably both expecting to have over 100 wins. And if they don't, that's a disappointing regular season for them. So I think that's where it's at with these two teams. But I don't know, any other final thoughts on comparing these two? I'm excited for the opener, I'll tell you that. All right. Well, I think that's kind of it.
Oh, sorry. I thought you, I was waiting. Well, I mean, of course I'm excited for the opener. My dad's going to be at the opener, and my little brother, Logan Webb, is really good against the Padres and in a pitcher's friendly ballpark. And Yu Darvish apparently isn't very good against the Giants. So I'm not excited for that part, but I think it's going to be an exciting season where I expect the Padres and the Giants to both be within about, I think, max 5 games of each other. I think both of these teams can go for, and like, it's funny because it sounds like, honestly, I think both of these teams are going to max out at like 85 wins. Sorry. I know I'm a Padre fan, but I'm going to be completely honest. I'm still not a huge fan of the roster, considering like Jerks and Profar's playing left. Jackson Merrill looked pretty damn good, actually, in that series against Korea. So we see more of that. You're getting a pretty big upgrade with the bat in center field. But, I mean, need Machado back as soon as possible, because I'm not very confident in Logan Wade or what's his name? Tyler Wade. And then you still got a DH problem. So it's... I'm not like very excited for either roster. I don't think either roster is like a 90 win roster, 90 plus win roster. But I think both these teams are going to be vying for that sixth spot in the wild card. And I mean, really, that's all it's about, right? You just got to get to the dance, and then from there, a lot of good things can happen. So as long as you get to the dance, you're looking good. Anything can happen from there. And the rotation that the Padres have, if you get to the dance, you're looking pretty damn good. So I'm excited to see what comes out of the season. I think the Giants are a good team. I don't think they're a great team. I don't think they had a great offseason. I think they had a good offseason. But better offseason than the Padres? Yeah, you're damn right they did, because we barely did anything. But yeah, I'm excited to see what comes out of these two teams. You know, two teams that I think are similar in skill set. And again, one overperforms, one underperforms all the time. So we'll see what it's looking like in October.
Yeah. All right, guys, Padres fans, Giants fans, let us know what you think. And also, like, forget just these two teams. I want to see what people's actual, like, playoff projections are for the NL, you know? What do you see? Like, do you think the Diamondbacks are going to be good? Do you think maybe, like, the Marlins or someone, I don't know, someone else like that? I feel like the Cubs took some big steps this year. So what do you guys think this just overall playoff picture is going to look like in the NL? I'd love to hear what y'all think. But, yeah, I think that's going to do it. So thank you all for listening. Baseball's back tomorrow. So pump for that. And we'll see y'all soon. Have a good one.